This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we are nom-nom-nomming on some Christmassy goodness. Well, sticky goodness.
Just goodness. Mm. Delicious goodness that our wonderful interview coordinator here at Joy has brought in for us. Dave, welcome to the show. Thank you for everything that you do and for bringing in delicious treats.
Mm. It's my pleasure. Thank you for making the interviews shine.
Well, yeah, you may not know that, you know, you hear Rach and my voices all the time here on Joy in the mornings, and we thank you for joining us each and every morning on Joy 94.9. But it takes a whole team to make Joy Brekkie work, and Dave is just as an important cog in that machine as either of us are. What exactly does an interview coordinator do, Dave?
well,
you're like, oh, damn it, this question.
I'll pull out the job description.
Yep. Would you believe they coordinate interviews?
I was also going to say that. I coordinate the interviews. The fun stuff I get to do is to look at what exciting things are happening out in the world and who we're not hearing from potentially, what stories we're not hearing, what voices we're not hearing, and then reach out to them and say, hey, we'd love to hear you on Joy. You want to come have a chat? And surprisingly, everyone wants to talk.
Woo-hoo!
Who doesn't want to talk about themselves?
Has anyone said no ever?
Probably, yeah. But it's usually because they're busy. It's not like, I don't want to talk to Rach and Dean. It's usually that, I'm busy.
It's kind of a special thing to be able to do, to be able to kind of look at the landscape of the show or the diversity of voices we have on Joy and go, what are we missing? And actually put that work in to make those voices be a part of the fabric of the station.
Yeah, and that's the part I really love. There's other stuff as well that happens, of course.
Like hanging out with us is good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and baking things, bringing it in for you. That's the part I love as well. But yeah, I agree. It's that fulfilling part is like, oh, we've never heard that kind of story before, or that person sounds really interesting. I'd love to hear more personally. And then I get you to ask them more questions.
Are you always surprised? Do you always find a little nugget you didn't expect, or there's always something new? Because we find that when we're interviewing, don't we, Rach? Like suddenly we're like, let's go to a song. We want to keep talking about this thing, and there's a whole new layer.
Definitely, yeah. I think the uncovering of layers, as both of you know from interviews, when you ask one question, you get an answer, and then there's so many different things within that answer that you're like, oh, I've got it, and now I've got to ask all these other questions. Just stay for the full hour.
Rach and I go on a tangent. Never.
What led you to Joy in the first place?
Oh, okay. What led me to Joy? I did radio, community radio, on a different station. Sin, I'm sure.
Won't, yes. Might, yeah, no.
That was over a decade ago. Well, I left before I got too old, yeah. But then during pandemic, as I think a lot of people did, I went, what was good in the past? What were the kind of hobbies and things I did that felt good? I was like, oh, I enjoyed doing radio. I know where I can go do radio. Joy.
Yay!
I really wanted to do the in-studio course, but due to lockdowns, I wasn't able to.
I did the podcasting course.
Yeah.
Did you do the training course with us as well? Were we the trainers?
You weren't. Dean wasn't a trainer, but Rach was definitely one of my trainers. I remember sitting there on a Monday night during lockdowns, in the middle of winter, I think it was, as well.
In my closet. With me in
the
closet. Everyone
was
in my closet with me.
We're on the Zoom.
It was great.
And yeah, it was great. A little kind of weekly catch up and being creative and learning new stuff.
It is nice to be in person though, we must admit. It's a good way to be.
Once I got in the studio, I was like, yeah, this is where I like
being. And you've brought in a sweet treat for us today because you're vegan as well. We're going to be talking vegan cooking later on in the show with Zachary Bird. What have you made for us?
I've made a cinnamon babka. Now, babka, I believe, is normally chocolate. But as per
I was
advice,
about to say that because I've had,
you've probably had chocolate babka. This is a recipe from Zachary Bird's baking book. I've just forgotten the name. The Vegan Baker, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And in the recipe, he says, if you want a little twist, go get the cinnamon from a cinnamon scroll and chuck it in the babka instead. So I did that as a little bit of a festive change.
I've got
so what
like
makes
it.
A babka different from a scroll in terms? Is it just one is rounder and the other is swirlier? Because that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, I'd say a scroll. Are you talking like a scroll? You
like
go
like a cinnamon scroll.
a cinnamon bun. Cinnamon scroll. Yeah, a babka is in a loaf. and then you can cut it like bread, whereas a cinnamon scroll is like
Like circular. So, and it's in its own little scrolls. Princess Leia's hair things.
That's right.
Which is the only description I can come to mind. Yeah, well, stick around because Rach has a fabulous game we're going to play and everyone can be a part of it. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. This is Tove Lo, Borderline.
Tuvalu.
Did I get it wrong?
Tuvalu. Yeah, it's Tuvalu. It's like the country Tuvalu. That my parents lived in. Tuvalu.
I
mean,
I was looking at Rachel's face going, what have I done?
Joy.
On You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and it's time for a game.
We do love a good game, and I had to make a game that involves Dave, our interview coordinator, which is really funny because you haven't been our interview coordinator the whole year. However, our last one was also a Dave. Okay. So
it's been really easy for us just to remember names.
Yeah, just that's talk why they to Dave.
Yep.
Anyway, the game that I have made is a Guess the Celebrity. And these are celebrities that we've interviewed this year. Mm-hmm. Not all of them are celebrities whom you have booked in for us.
Because I don't know if you know this, Rach is very tricky when it comes to a game.
Yeah.
I'm prepared.
I feel like research. This is easy. Okay. I've got four celebrities plus a bonus. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for celebrity number one?
I'm ready.
All right. My first clue is they married their wife earlier this year. They star in a film alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger and was quoted in our interview stating, I am turning into my mother and in fact named their hilarious comedy show after an inside joke between the two.
Oh, even I'm struggling to remember who this is.
I'm stumped on that one. Oh. I might need time.
I think. And do you have an easier clue?
No, we can come back to
yes,
it if you want.
I do have an easier clue. It is called audio. It's 11 seconds of audio.
All right, here we go.
All of these videos just from me saying I drive a Subaru because I'm gay.
Yep.
Well, it is the iconic lesbian car, to be fair. So
it is. Yeah. A very handy car.
Okay, well, that's a little...
All right, if you want to guess who that celebrity is, 0427-569-949, and just do the number one because I have four more for you.
You can also email onair@joy.org.au. You want to chuck another one our way, Rach?
All right, let's go. Celebrity number two, honorary member of the LGBTQIA plus community, gearing up to kiss a girl, and released a song the same week as her sister and battled between the number one and two spots on the international charts.
I know who this one is. I already feel bad enough that I didn't get the first one straight away because we were very excited for that interview. But this one, I know who this is.
I think I know who it is only based on the word sister.
Oh.
Shall we play the clue?
I think we should.
Play the clue and then I'll...
It's going to be, as much as we can, an all-girl queer crew.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's who I was thinking of.
I sounded like Elliot then in their little Mario
in
ad.
The Checkpoint Mario a commercial. What about guest number three?
Okay, going into it. Guest three is literally the most iconic and rich Disney princess of all time. Worked alongside Jake Shears, who we also interviewed on a solo album, and is literally Rachel's mum, but only if you watch Glee.
Yeah, that one I got from the first clue.
Yeah, first clue. Here's the audio.
Those eyebrows of yours are up and in an excited way, no matter what you feel, I think.
It's painted like, so high.
It would defy any amount of Botox, those eyebrows.
That's right. When we did that interview, I was in a full face of drag and we were doing it for America.
I thought that she was going to say the eyebrows would defy gravity.
Well, I made a joke about it afterwards because I was a bit sad that she didn't make that joke. Yeah. So then I made it but it's there. Not the same.
We were trying. You could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's another hint for you right there, what we just said.
Wait.
Yeah. That was a clue for everybody, defying gravity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm on to the next one. I'm like,
all right, guest number four, Rach.
All right. We spoke to this guest not once but twice this year. They released their first book. They also married their partner, but for the second time this year, you're like, oh, I know who it is already. Yeah. And has the most excellent wardrobe of suit jackets, second only to Chris Stevens Todd.
Mm-hmm. That's
who is this?
That's a big call.
Guest?
We're playing the audio. You know who it is?
I do know this one.
Absolutely, easy. You do.
I just go back to my role as being the Paula Abdul of the group, who's just excited to be there.
All right, we won't do our bonus one just yet. Let's go into we're just gonna talk for 30 seconds. Don't play the next one yet, Dean.
No, I'm not going to. No. I'm just rearranging some things. It's going really well.
It is really going well. But if you know who those guests are, 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Dave really wanted to get
the email address. No, it's all right.
Oh, sorry.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Yeah.
You stick to interviewing and that.
I stay away from the mic.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dave.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean and Dave, our interview coordinator.
Hello.
Playing Guess That Guest.
Now, Dave, could you work out who our first four guests were?
I did, thanks to the audio clues.
Okay.
Without the audio clues, I wouldn't have got it.
All right. Well, guest number one married their wife earlier this year, stars in a film alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger, and was quoted in our interview saying, "I am turning into my mother," and in fact named their hilarious comedy show after an inside joke between the two. Who is that guest?
That one is Fortune Feimster.
Yes, good job.
That was the toughest one.
All right. Guest number two, honorary member of the LGBTQIA+ community, is gearing up to kiss a girl and released a song the same week as her sister and battled between the number one and two spots on international charts is...
Danny Minogue.
All right, guest number three, literally the most iconic and rich Disney princess of all time, worked alongside Jake Shears, who we also interviewed, on a solo album and is literally Rachel's mum, but only if you watch Glee.
I was going to say it's Adele Dazeem, but I'll say it's Idina Menzel.
Yeah!
Both, I would have accepted both answers, absolutely.
And guest number four, spoke to this guest not once but twice this year, released their first book, married their partner for the second time, and has the most excellent wardrobe of suit jackets, second only to Chris Stevens. Todd is...
Reese Nicholson.
Yeah!
And Rach, you've got one more bonus we're going to squeeze in before the news headlines.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
So they won their first ARIA award this year, also married their love, but in a private surprise ceremony, released their second studio album in which they co-wrote every single song on it, and is known to invite other out and proud artists on stage with them to perform their songs.
Any thoughts?
That's going to need some time. I don't have
any. Why don't we give you this 10 seconds?
Then, you know, it was just such a euphoric experience and, you know, it feels great living my truth and being my authentic self, and it's been amazing since that day.
Is it G Flip?
Yes, good job.
All right, we'll keep you. You can stay as our interview coordinator. Thanks, Dave. High five. Woo!
Thank you for everything you do for Joy Breakfast and for Joy as a whole. And it's nice to peel back the layers for the listeners and show the team that's a part of the station.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for looking behind the curtain.
It's very Wizard of Oz.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.